Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here with some advice on healthy living. In most cases, the best time to prune roses is late winter. Others offer that pruning shouldn't begin until the buds have begun to swell in the early spring. But roses can be pruned whenever the need is there. Roses are much tougher than a lot of people think. Here are some guidelines for bush roses whenever you begin to do the work. Begin by pruning out and removing dead and damaged canes. If only part of the cane is damaged, try to prune as close to the bud union as possible by removing only the injured tissue. Use good pruning shears, and if you clean between cuts or between bushes, use hydrogen peroxide, not bleach. On grafted plants, which most hybrids are, suckers can be a problem. Prune any remaining canes that are thinner than a pencil that cross or rub against each other. Now, for old roses, the process is quite different. These are roses that are growing on their own roots. All I recommend for these plants is to prune for size and shape. You can carefully pick, prune, or shear the plants. Climbing roses, whether hybrids or antiques, are managed about the same way. You'll find that roses are much tougher than you think and easy to grow, especially under the organic program. Well, I'll see you here for our next commentary. For all your gardening and pest control questions in the meantime, or to join the Organic Club of America, go to dirtdoctor.com for help. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens.